This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is there a difference between the taste of summer wine and winter wine? Or I'd have to ask Jennifer that. Probably she's not here with us.
I was going to say, that's a missed opportunity for her.
Yes, it is.
Matter of fact. She is the pro. She is the connoisseur.
Like, what do they call them? I always say schmongiers, but sommelier. It's a French word for, it must be for wine expert, right?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wine genius.
That's true. Well, we're a different kind of genius here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, genius lady. Doug Steffen, moderate genius man. And if I do say so, probably other people should say that. Like, you should say that about me, like I said it about you. It shouldn't be me who says it about me.
You right? are an extraordinary genius.
So here we go. Okay, thank you very much. I do what I can here, because once you do what you can, no matter how seemingly insignificant it is, things change, right? Whatever you do changes. Whatever action, anything you do, changes things. Things change every second, every minute, every moment of the day. Things are changing. And so you are an instrument of change, whether you like it or not. So get ready for some changes. There's the story from Arkansas, where a man recently won a couple hundred grand in the Powerball jackpot. Instead of claiming the prize, he fulfilled what was once just a joke between he and his stepdaughter. The lady, Christy Carroll, I think is the lady's name. She says, my stepdad always plays the numbers, and what he does is use my birthday and my daughter's birthday. We always had a running joke that if he won, he would give me the winning ticket. Well, he won. And so his ticket matched four numbers. And so it was a $50,000 prize. But because he had added the power play option for a dollar, the prize was multiplied by four. So he got 200 grand, and he surprised his daughter at her home. He told her that he had something important to tell her. He had good news and bad news, so he said. He gave me the bad news first. I must start paying my own phone bill. The good news, I have money to pay it. And then he gave her the lottery ticket. What a great story. What a great,
yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is cool. Good for her and good for him. All right, let's deal with the reality of what's going on. People are talking about the wife of that Gilgo Beach murderer, the New York architect. I've stayed away from this purposely because I thought to myself, this is, okay, so this guy killed three women. And they found him, these women were killed, what, 10 years ago, I think? I remember the pieces of the story. Pardon my continuing.
The remains were found more than a decade ago.
Right. So, but this guy, this is a stand-up guy, right? Yeah, but he's a serial killer, exactly. I guess that tells
you. And most serial killers, are charming, and people would. Yeah. His own wife had no idea.
No. Uh-uh. Yep. So. Anyway, these three girls all killed 10 years ago. They were sex workers, and they advertised online. And so it was one of those things where the police, so what? That's the attitude of some police. They were called the Gilgo Beach killings. I never even heard of Gilgo Beach before, did you? You know, I never...
The women were known as the Gilgo Four, and they were only discovered after they were searching for another woman.
Could the authorities be wrong? Could this be the wrong person? The wife apparently doesn't believe it because she's filed for divorce, which probably is appropriate under the circumstances, but wow.
But also, could you imagine if he wasn't the serial killer and all of this heat is coming towards him and, like, just on the off chance he had nothing to do with it? Could you imagine that? Mm-hmm. Life just totally uprooted. Everyone thinks you're this murderer, this psychopath.
Yeah. There are a lot of those people around doing various things. All right, so I don't know how much more time. I mentioned this earlier about Carly Russell apologizing, saying there was no kidnapping. Here's a nut, this woman, what does she need? What's missing in her life that she pulls this and gets everybody all worked up about it? I feel like not giving her any more publicity at all, right? So I think I'm going to discuss
that. No, but it also raises the additional conversation of, even if somebody did something so unbelievably wrong and haphazardous, she's also received a lot of bullying online. And it's one of those things that her boyfriend came out and was like, before she had said and acknowledged that she was lying, her boyfriend had come to her defense and said that whether she's lying or telling the truth, nobody deserves to be bullied in such a way by people. Okay. And it's one of those, like, there's some accuracy in that conversation that nobody deserves to be bullied. Clearly,
isn't
there
that a sign of the times? Not that it justifies it at all, but isn't it a sign of the times?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
What are they? The keyboard warriors and the internet trolls and people saying things that they wouldn't say to somebody's face, or they go out of their way to just bully other people. Like you and I, Doug, we grew up in a time where if we were bullied at school, the bullying stopped when the school bell rang or when we got home. It didn't continuously follow us, where a lot of kids, and not even just children today, but adults as well, and we see this, that there is no safe place. If you are online, if you have social media, if you have access or people can access you in any way, shape, or form, it could happen. And it's just so disheartening that there's so much hate and so much open in people's hearts.
For what reason? What is the matter with you? I remember having a problem in junior high school and high school with a kid named Peter Olson. He was a bully. He bullied me and other youngsters as well because there was something wrong with him. But he got away with it for a while. I get to the point where I was riding the bus back and forth to school, and I decided I was going to ride my bike 4 miles to school when I could, because I didn't want to be on the bus with him. And my father got wind. He said, "Why are you riding your bike to school?" I said, "Well, because there's this guy on the bus." So whatever my father did, I know he found out who it was, and he did something because the bullying stopped. And that was one of the things that I remember. My father and I didn't always have the best of relations, but I know he had in his own mind my best interests at heart. And that was an example of him taking sort of the law into his own hands. And I feel like a lot of parents don't do that these days. Take care of your own. Take care of your family. Take care of your children. If something's going on, you need to get in the middle of it and
stop
it. Yeah,
don't have the conversations.
Exactly. The Russians have hit a Ukrainian town across the Danube River, right on the border of Romania. Romania is a member of NATO. This is kind of an up yours, in a manner of speaking, never mind the beauty of the Danube River. But the idea that they would attack an area, this is the breadbasket. The Danube is like the Mississippi River. It feeds all the land on both sides, so amazing things are grown there. It's kind of like the Rio Grande, too. I mean, there are a lot of big rivers, and they service on both sides. This is interesting because the Danube is the border, like the Rio Grande is the border between Mexico and the United States. My daughter and my son-in-law and I were talking about this the other night, about how people, the Rio Grande is one of those rivers, it's like the Jordan River in Israel. You hear all these stories and this big, it's like a puddle. It is. The Rio Grande is a very small river, especially along the areas where El Paso and Juarez come together. The Jordan River, by the way, as an aside, between Israel and Jordan, about 50 feet wide. That's it. And I remember walking down to the river, and the Israeli soldiers are on one side and the Jordanian soldiers are on the other side. And that still is the case today. There are soldiers on both sides. And they've become friends. They talk to each other over the river. They're just there. They're stationed there because they're supposedly protecting their countries. But there were two girls that were there the last time I went down to the Jordan River bank. There were two soldiers, and I talked to them. And when I walked down, they were talking to the soldiers on the other side. And I said, how come you're talking to these guys? Aren't they your enemy? They both said, no, we're all friends. So what does that
That's
tell you
great.
About all this
yes.
the reality of all this stupid stuff with the Palestinians and Hamas and stuff? It really is. Anyway, I'm off on a tangent. But at any rate, here's this is a Georgia mom recovering from a humiliating ordeal. Supposed to be a fun family day out. Her name is Tiffany Francis. She was with her family and friends at a water park in Georgia. She decided to take her 11-month-old son to the river. The child was asleep, apparently hungry. She began to nurse him as they floated around.
Yeah.
But the lifeguard comes up to her and says, ma'am, you can't breastfeed in the lazy river.
Put your boob away, ma'am.
So she said, I thought the guy was kidding. Then somebody else came up to her and said, oh my gosh, are you breastfeeding for real?
Yeah.
Huh?
Like she was straight up like shamed and humiliated.
Oh my God. What is the matter?
Yeah. And they said, you're allowed to breastfeed anywhere here. You can't do it in the water. They cited that you can have a breast exposed while you're in the water.
Food.
Well,
don't
wear shirts and men have breasts. Guess what?
Wait a minute. But there are no food or drinks allowed in the water.
That was another thing that they said. Yeah, that was one of the other things. But there's no food or drinks allowed in the water.
Oh, my God.
And she was so humiliated and shamed and all of that. And she took to social media, not necessarily to rant about what happened, but to warn other mothers, hey, if you are in a pool or in a lazy river, don't do this. Well, the owner and the manager came out and was like, hey, we did some research. Technically, it's against Georgia law. We changed our policy.
Oh,
anywhere a mother and her child are permitted to be, they can breastfeed.
Yeah.
So they apologize.
That's a lesson in life, huh? 18 after on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Stephan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute. Call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Like it or not, this is one of the most controversial songs for summer that there is. You know that, Jay? The Margaritas song.
Why is it controversial?
Well, because people think that it's promoting liquoring up, among other things. Yeah, let's go down to Margaritaville and get sloshed. Hoo-ha. Plus, there are a lot of people who resent how much money Jimmy Buffett has made just on this one song. He's becoming like a billionaire with all of the themes.
Well, then he turned it into a franchise with the Margaritaville restaurants.
Yeah, right.
And who can also, we can't forget, Cheeseburger in Paradise. Great song, great restaurant.
So is that, do we have margaritas and cheeseburgers? Is that what is that a good combo? I don't drink, so I don't know. And I don't eat cheese.
Yes, and you don't eat burgers.
I'm out to lunch on both of these counts. So would that be acceptable? Would you have a margarita with a cheeseburger?
Or well, technically, like, I think that both of those restaurants at Cheeseburger in Paradise, you can get a margarita and cheeseburger, and at Margaritaville, you can get a cheeseburger and a margarita.
Are you speaking from experience? Have you been to either of the...
Yeah, I've been to both, yeah.
Okay.
I can't say I've had the margaritas there, but when I did eat meat, they had good burgers.
Are you a margarita drinker? What do you drink? What's your drink of preference?
I don't really drink much anymore. With all my health issues, it's not even worth it for me, but I always loved wine. If it's a beer, I was a PBR fan, but if it was one of my, like, if I was going out and I was going to have a drink, it was a gin and tonic.
Really? Sounds kind of tough. All right, let's get to what's going on in social media. Or some people are confusing this, and I'm one of them, sometimes deliberately, all the news about robots and AI and that sort of thing. So now we have a new robotic medic that could save lives in places like radiation zones that are too dangerous for people. This sounds like it would be. This is a good use of it. That's why I call this to your attention. Human medics control a vehicle remotely and use the robot to check a patient's temperature and blood pressure and heart rate and all that stuff. sometimes to give injections. This is big game-changing technology, I would think. I'll have to talk to a doctor. I think I'll talk to Jack and Ken about this.
And especially in life or death health situations where medical care cannot get in and it becomes life or death for them too. This is definitely one of those things of like, okay, fine, let a robot do its thing.
Okay, we'll do that. By the way, don't forget our Good Day Health podcast that we have for you every week with both Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Latest one from Ken covers a number of topics, as it usually does. Will COVID ever go away is the question. I should ask that of Jack as well, I think, don't you? I think it'd be a good
question. Doesn't it seem like it's just going to be the flu-ish?
Well, there are three new strains this year, I think.
Yeah, where it's kind of a seasonal thing.
We asked people who are Twitter users whether Elon Musk was making the platform better or destroying it. Some of the comments, let's see here. John Barakal said, this isn't a political thing. It's about Elon as a business person. And based on that, he's a failure with Twitter. Okay. Let's see here. Colleen says, I don't care. Okay.
I like it.
Greg says he's making it better by making it more open. All right. If you use it. Troy Bratton, I think, is the name of this listener. I guess it all depends on your if you're a liberal, I guess he's because he can't control the narrative anymore. I don't understand.
Twitter was
that.
one of those things that came under fire for controlling narratives.
Okay.
Hiding certain news stories.
Listener Andy Brinkley says, I didn't use Twitter when Elon took over. I tried it. I didn't care for it, so I quit using it. I seemed to get a lot of tweets. I didn't care for that because they're on the sexual side of things. Listen, that's the answer from some of you to our question. Thank you for participating. 28 after here on Good Day.
Supermarket. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You could be suffering shrinkflation. Same price, less stuff. It's not your imagination. That cereal box is skinnier. That bag of Doritos is now a half ounce smaller, averaging five fewer chips per, according to Forbes, which reports that a bottle of Aleve has gone from 100 caplets to 90. Cottonelle Mega Roll toilet paper shrank from 340 sheets to 312 sheets. Is nothing sacred. Compare unit price, not item price. Those name products that are shorting you have to cover the cost of advertising that made you brand loyal, unlike store brands, which in many cases are made by the same supplier. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve over...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Spending cuts coming out of Congress are not big enough for some members.
Conservative House Republicans are advocating for spending cuts that go beyond the levels agreed upon in the debt ceiling bill brokered by Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House. One of those, Virginia Republican Bob Good.
We would go back to pre-COVID level spending for non-defense discretionary, and we're calling on Republicans to do that very thing.
The demands from the right may heighten the chances of a government shutdown, as Congress is required to pass several appropriations bills by September 30th.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Wall Street's closing higher as investors weigh the latest earnings reports Tuesday. Stocks rose with the Dow Jones Industrial Average notching its 12th straight day of gains. UPS shares fell nearly 2% after the tentative deal avoiding a Teamsters union strike. Meanwhile, the Fed meeting on interest rates this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Summer, you old Indian summer. You're the tear that comes after June time's laughter.
June, July, August, September, and then so many summer. Indian summer. Dreaming with the music of Tony Bennett. The world largely remembers him for his, I guess the word would be transcendent vocals. Because he could sing all different kinds of octaves. He was a real professional singer, trained singer. When he realized that he could sing, he and his family, his mother and father, I think, I've forgotten whether his father, I think he was, supported him with singing lessons and learning about music, realizing at an early age, I think 13 or 14 was when he really, when it became obvious that he had not only a passion for singing, but he had the ability.
Yeah.
Now, the thing
given talent
that isn't much known about him is his passion for art as well. His life was built around his singing, but also his painting. And so there are now displays online of some of his work, and it's really quite interesting. You know, a lot of people who are well known. My friend Uri Geller has a very interesting collection of his own art. A lot of people do that. And I'm not sure whether the art, whether it becomes art because it was somebody famous who did it, or whether, how do you know? How do you define art? Isn't it in the eyes of the beholder? Or is there anything else? What makes Gauguin or any of these artists, what makes them Picasso? What makes them popular? I look at the stuff, I see nothing with Picasso. Anyway,
and some people become famous artists who are renowned, and people pay big bucks for them while they're still alive. And then others, it's not until after their death that they become these true masterpieces, these works of art.
That's when you think about what we do to express ourselves, that's really what it's about. I feel this, my art is this. Or maybe my art might be, you know, making a design in a cornfield on the farm, or cutting a field of hay with some, you know, kind of silly design. But we all have different ways to figure what we did to express ourselves. That's kind of, art is an expression. Maybe that's where we leave it, right? The main expression in your life may be your love for somebody or something. Hopefully it's somebody and not necessarily something. I was reading a story about a lady who cleaned out her house in my neighborhood. She was a self-described hoarder. And she lived in a small 1,400 square foot house. And when she cleaned out the house, she had 12,795 possessions. She counted them. How do you get 12,795 items into a 1,450 foot square foot house?
It takes up every square inch.
Wow.
Think about it.
Right.
It stacks on top of stacks on top of stacks and stuff. I had a neighbor where they were hoarders. Every inch of that house, from floor to ceiling, it was almost like a maze they'd have to navigate just to get through.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there was an electrical fire. And because there were so many items in that house burned up so quickly.
Bingo.
That fire flew through.
Right. That's what happens. All right, let's look at the world of money and finance, the stock market, things that are doing well. There are some companies, the drug companies are cutting employees because there's a resistance. You know, it's almost too much of a good thing. Well, how many times have you heard me say, talk about drug ads on radio and television and how they're just everywhere? We're getting every spot break, there's a drug, and people are becoming numb to it. Right? Taking something that was seemingly important. You needed drugs when you were sick, right? You needed drugs to help you, and they were a good thing. Now there's a drug for everything.
Well,
you want to lose weight? Take a pill. You know, we got a headache? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, before your doctor would say, okay, so this is what I suggest to you, but now these adverts are saying,
talk to your doctor
about this. If you experience this, this, and this, talk to your doctor about this drug. And they're encouraging patients to discuss the drugs with their doctors rather than vice versa. And if you look in any other country, or if anybody travels to the U.S. On vacation or whatever reason, and they see these, it's always like, wait, this is what? What you guys have these on your radio and TV, and what's going on?
Right, that is what's going on. Bad stuff. All right, now, the other side of it, the energy tech world is booming. I'm looking at some categories. Stock futures, some of the technology sector is kind of flat, and people are saying that that's because Thread was overdone by Facebook, overmarketed, overplayed, and it's affecting the value of the stock at Meta, which is the parent company. Yeah, that makes some sense, right? So it's like the domino effect. It's not only having an impact on Meta, but on Google and some of the other big tech companies. But it's not having an impact on the clean energy tech boom. And this is a complete, I get such a charge out of this, I guess, pardon the pun. But these companies that are making the electric vehicle charging stations are having a bonanza, right? And so people are saying, my son and his wife just ordered a Volvo electric car. Okay, so they did that in California. Everybody wants to have an electric car in California. I don't snicker, but I say, you know, why? What do you think this is going to do? Well, I just think it's right for us. Okay, that's a good decision. But don't do it because you think you're going to change the situation with fossil fuels, because you're not, at least not for the next 30 years or so. But, yeah, solar panels and selling them, that's a good area. Find a company like that. You can invest in those. They're doing well. And now that climate bill that was passed about a year or so ago has started a surge in these companies. And one of the ways it's happening is because we, as taxpayers, are paying for things. We have credits, right? Install solar panels. I'm taking advantage of it. I'm putting them on my house, putting them at the barn. And if I'm going to put an acre of solar on one of the pastures at the farm, so that I become energy neutral. I will never have to pay for energy again. And in fact, I'll get a few bucks out of the solar power that comes from the buildings on the farm. And okay, so I'm seeing these bills, and I'm for clean air. Who isn't? Oh, no, I'm for dirty air. No, not unless you're...
I like to cough.
Yeah, right. I like to die breathing in this crap. At any rate, the new electric world has caused $263 billion to be invested. So there are 26,000 new jobs in a year in this sector. So that is speaking well to the stock market. Looking at some of the data on building new homes, for example, Pulte Group is somebody else. Just picked this out of thin air because now I've become a developer, so I'm looking at this stuff like I know what the heck I'm looking at. Well, I can see stock trends, and this is one of the many Toll Brothers, another one of these outfits. Their results are beating the estimates because there are a lot of new homes being sold. People are buying homes, excuse me, even though the money is harder to get, or it's more expensive, and it's harder to get from the banks. There are a lot of people who are downsizing. People who have bigger homes are selling them, and they're going to smaller homes. And that's where the surge is. Kind of interesting to see that. So anyway, I thought you'd be interested in some of the trends, the financial trends that are changing. Joe Biden has chosen a longtime aide that the Republicans like. Can I say those two things?
That's great.
Together? Shwazana Goff is her name. Congressional aide. Served as his main point of contact to the House from the start of his administration. She's going to be his new legislative affairs director. It's nice. Is there hope in this? I guess there's always. You look at this sort of stuff. Kevin McCarthy said this is a good... She's had her skills honed over a decade on Capitol Hill, and we all know that that's a world unto itself. It really is.
Yeah.
So she has some really good relationships, deep relationships with Democrats and Republicans. So take a deep breath here. Something that Democrats and Republicans like. Yay. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she's being called a proven leader and a trusted voice on both sides of the aisle.
Yep.
That's great.
Good. All right, here's some good news. You ready for this? Your friends at the IRS made a big announcement yesterday, ending their policy of unannounced visits to you as a taxpayer. No more agency revenue officers. This has been going on for a long time. And so they're doing it, they say, quote, to reduce public confusion and enhance overall safety measures for taxpayers and their employees. I guess you translate that, and when you make an unannounced visit to somebody these days, the gun's liable to come out, and it might not be such a great visit. I always thought that this was way... Well, the real reason, you want to know what the real reason is here for this? They can't get agents. They've been told the budget has been cut. So you remember when Joe Biden went in, I'm going to put in 180,000 more agents and we're going to get you tax cheats. We're going to get you. Well, that was a lot of talk because he can't get the bill through the House. And so there are no employees. So that's, I think, they say effective immediately, unannounced visits will end, except in a few circumstances, they'll be replaced with mailed letters to schedule meetings.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's
all right.
That's
okay.
Well, especially when you have a business and you know you might be audited or something,
yeah.
You can start pooling some of that paperwork. You can kind of get ahead of it rather than be surprised and then have that stress. Now you're trying to remember where things are located. And
the National Treasury Employees Union supported the change, said the step will help protect officers whose jobs have become risky due to what described as false inflammatory rhetoric about the agency and its workforce. Yeah, people love the IRS, sure. And what it did, they said, created extra anxiety for taxpayers. They're not doing this for taxpayers. They're doing it because they, A, can't get people to work as a tax collector, and B, they are somewhat concerned about the stress that it's creating, and they can't get people to do it. They quit. I'm not going, if that's what my job is, I quit. So I think that that's an interesting, the IRS noted that there will still be limited situations where unannounced visits will occur in the, for example, service of summonses, subpoenas, that sort of thing. But no more general visits from the IRS. Hooray! 48 after here on a good day.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Here on Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us from ForbiddenDoctor.com. His other website is JackStockwell.com. I'm looking at some of the information on previous podcasts and downloads and Good Day Health, the episode that you explain why we cook our foods. Is very interesting. Makes it easier for them to digest in your body.
Yes.
So that's an explanation that's part of the privilege of having Jack here. So you can check him out. He's got his own podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, his radio program that he does locally there in Salt Lake where we are. He follows us on the air a couple of days a week. And he also is here to help you understand some of the important aspects to simple logistics when it comes to the logic of why does an apple a day keep the doctor away? Why? What's the logic in that? What's the reality?
Apples are full of a chemical called calcium malate. On all the shows I've done with you for, my goodness, nearly 20 years now, I always talk about how important calcium is to the immune system. While vitamin C might be the gun, calcium is the bullet. And with low calcium, you're going to have a sluggish immune system. So when you eat an apple, you're eating calcium in the form of calcium malate, which is only one enzyme step away from calcium bicarbonate, which is the only form of calcium your body can carry in the bloodstream.
You know,
so in other words, you get a boost of calcium right away, so you get a boost to your immune system when you need an apple.
So here I always give you permission to use me as an example. There's no HIPAA law that gets in between you and me talking about what goes on, what you know in our annual examinations, what you find out about my heart and my body and stuff between you and Ken. I feel like I'm well taken care of. So in this circumstance, Ken always asks me, and we make it, this is public, I have no calcium at all in my thoracic cavity. And he says, that's very unusual with somebody my age. I always love it when people say, oh, somebody your age. But I never had any calcium. And could it be that this apple a day helps? Because I have an apple every single day of my life. I have an apple. So is that impactful when it comes to not having, or is there some other
reason?
Certainly.
I mean, back before we had the ability for chemical analysis, which began about in the middle of the 19th century and really started to catch on. Before that, they always knew people who ate apples, people who ate fresh berries were healthier than those that didn't. Now we know why.
Yeah.
Because of the enzymes, the antioxidants that are present, and also because of the tremendous amounts of calcium that is present in that apple. And it's interesting that they would single out the apple as opposed to a banana or pineapple, all of which are beneficial to some degree or another.
It's I have those every day, too.
Has a big boost. Yes,
I have a banana every day. I have a pineapple downstairs, black raspberries, all kinds of cherries. They're great this time of year. Grapes.
Well, it's interesting how well Mother Nature will take care of us when we eat Mother Nature's bounty.
We're smart enough,
rather than somebody else's.
So, speaking of taking care, are you worried as a Nooka chiropractor that you're going to be replaced by AI? Is it going to be a robot that gets put into offices like yours, and those robots will treat people? You're a Nooka specialist, so that's the upper of the neck region, the upper back, and the whole area that's north of your shoulders, I guess. Is that going to go, are you going to go the way of the wind, and somebody's going to plug in one of these robots and do the same thing?
Yeah, you know, I've wondered about that. With 3D printers they have now, they can actually do sculpting work as good as any sculptor can do.
Yeah.
So can I mean, because I have hands-on. To take care of my patients, it takes hands-on work to do that. A very soft touch that has certain neurological feedbacks that tells me what I'm doing while I'm doing it. Can AI do that? I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at that.
Yeah.
If our society and humanity can hold together long enough for the development to get to that point, I would not be surprised.
So you wonder. But can it do the same things like Ken's cardiological stuff? Will it be able to do most anything in terms of medical, it won't be able to prescribe, well, who knows?
Well, 40, 50 years ago, you know, 40 or 50 years ago, the idea of robots doing this and that were total fantasy and science fiction.
Yeah.
Now, 50 years later, my goodness, they've got guns mounted on look like robot dogs that can go running across the field shooting machine guns.
Great. All right,
Go ahead. They've got airplanes that can fly themselves now. They can drop bombs. I mean, for Pete's sake.
GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find Jack's his pithy, important comments. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Now,
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.